So at Catholics, we often think St. Peter Basilica is the main church, the mother church of the Roman Catholic Church. But it is not. The real main church of the Pope, the cathedral that the Pope have his cathedra sit, it at St. John Lateran. When the Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity, he also gave one of the administration building, that's what's called a basilica, to be used as a place of worship. And so that's why all of the basilica format that we have now taken from that similar structure that was given based on St. John Lateran, based on the basilica that was first formalized for worship. And sit on the Lateran Hill at the Basilica of the Catholic Church. And it's actually not dedicated to just one saint. It's dedicated to two saints, St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. And I believe both of these saints teach us a beautiful lesson about preaching the gospel and to live a life of discipleship. St. John the Baptist teaches us the example of courage, the courage to preach the gospel at all times, even if it means to lose our own lives, because we know where we're going. It's our bodily temple, as we have heard in the second reading today. Whoever destroys that bodily temple will be destroyed by God. We have to recognize too our social law, our common law, and every law can only do so much. But we ourselves, if we destroy one another, not only with a weapon, but also with unkindness and uncharity, if we destroy one person that lead them toward the ending of their lives, the blood is on our hand, for each and every one of us is a temple of the Lord. So St. John the Baptist teaches us that our temple, our body, who we are, already belong to God. Therefore, we can be courageous in preaching the truth and living for that truth. And St. John the Evangelist is teach us what it takes to become a beloved disciple. The one who always followed the Lord, the one who stand by the foot of the cross, the one who when hear that Jesus have resurrected or the tomb is empty, it's the first one who run out there. And also, it's the one who on the Sea of Tiberias was able to recognize it is the Lord. St. John the Evangelist always teaches us that if we know Jesus, we can always recognize his presence. And we should always be the first one who run toward the Lord, who seek him, who love him. My brothers and sisters, we recognize our call to discipleship. This is a personal call. It's an important call that we need to be both courageous and we need to personally embrace this vocation to be Christians, to be a disciple of Christ, to sit at his foot, to stand at the cross, and to seek him. It's hard. It's not always easy. And it takes a lot of dying to ourselves in that sense. But may St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist teach us that as we celebrate the Mother Church of all Christendom, we hear from the prophet Ezekiel that from the church flow forward the wellspring of worship, flow forward life-giving water. And Jesus do not want his temple to be desecrated in just a place where we show up like tourists, where we exchange money and things, but place where our house of worship, where we come to God in order to give him our everything. So may we make the church sacred. May we make the church a place where our hearts are lifted up and help us to seek the things of God and heavenly things, and to help the church to become a place of discipleship so that we live out the vocation that Christ had given to each and every one of us.